everybody, this is Tippy.
And this is Joe.
And you're listening to the Tippy Joe Show, sponsored by BetterHelp.com/TheBarn.
If it's all right.
Here in the barn studio, getting ready to do our first show.
Yeah, I'm ready to unleash my gift of gab.
Gift of gab, I love that. We got a couple of things we wanted to talk about today, so we're just going to get right into it, I guess.
Okay.
Tina, how long have I known you?
Half my life. I actually thought about it the other day.
I was thinking about that too, actually.
18 years?
I don't know. When did we meet? I know it was in high school, obviously, but what grade?
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year? Yep. Okay. So that's been a long ass time, okay? Because yeah, yeah. I'm 34.
Yeah.
And you're 87?
34 also. Thank
she
you.
She flunked a couple few times. 87. She's a little older than me. That's okay. Now. But yeah, I think you're my, at this point in my life, you are definitely my longest known friend.
Why like, do you
I've
think
known
that
you
is?
For the longest time. So. Well, because bitches be tripping, you know what I mean?
Well, I kind of think after I thought about it, I was like, I think it's because we don't shove ourselves down each yes. other's throats.
Yeah. So we're definitely those kind of people that we know that we love each other.
Yeah.
And that's good enough. Yeah. You know, we don't have to be like up each other's asses every yeah. single day.
Or get jealous because someone's yeah. doing something with somebody else.
Yeah, it's I mean, like, I do no. get jealous when like, I see you on Facebook and you're like loving other bitches. I'm like, oh, that's
I don't do that though.
Like, yeah,
you're the only bitch I got loving on Facebook. Well, no, Julie. I love on Julie. That's
yeah,
a lie.
Julie's the best.
That's
we
a
do
lie.
Love Julie. So, talking about friends though, you know, as an adult, I find it a little hard to figure out how to make the friends. I have a lot of friends now, but that's only in the most recent years because I'm a business owner now. So with my business, I get to meet a lot of people. And of course, I'm going to be friends with them. I'm involved with the community and thing. But before I started my business, I was like, how? Now that I'm not in high school, seeing these people every fucking day, being forced on these people, how in the world do you find people? How do you find friends?
Like you did. You started going out and being involved in the community and kind of forcing yourself to be in a social situation.
Yeah, but if you're not that person, you know what I mean? Like, not
like
everybody.
Me. I yeah, am the like person not that I'm not that doing it. Like, rarely will you get me out to, like, do something. And if I do, it's like, quick, okay, hi, bye.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I get in the situation, I don't want to leave. Like,
true.
You know, I don't want to leave. Or you get out of pattern. I feel like as long as you're continuously doing something social and getting out, then you're fine. But if you're
that's
a person
true.
That you go out and then you're like, okay, I'm home. I'm not doing anything for a week. Then you don't feel like it anymore.
Yeah, once you take a break, you like reset your brain and you're like, yeah. Nah, that's not me. I don't do those things.
But then you're like, no, I gotta get out.
Right.
I gotta go do something.
Right.
I gotta make friends.
Yeah.
Out of strangers.
You know what has helped me make a lot of friends, though? I'm not a bar person, so I don't go to bars. If I were single, who the fuck knows how I would find another man, because I don't go to bars. I'm just not that person. But the place in town opened, of course, Slaughterhouse. And I know that it does serve beer, but it's not a bar. It's got a different vibe for me. So, like, I've always been comfortable going there as opposed to an actual bar. And I think, honestly, the problem I have with bars is not the establishment necessarily. It's the patrons.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go somewhere where there's going to be 52 fucking teenagers just getting in bar fights and doing stupid shit. You know, stupid shit always ensues when you have a bar full of young kids. And I know they are obviously, they're all 21 and over, but whatever. But still, they're
to
kids.
Us, they're kids,
kids
they're
you know?
Kids.
They are. Yeah. And they're always doing dumb shit. And I don't like to be part of that. I don't like to see that shit.
Well, that's probably why you like Slaughterhouse, because they're more like a social pub.
Because they're like, all old.
No. I don't think
let's
so.
Let's tell the truth. No, I'm just kidding. It is a different crowd, though. It's definitely a different vibe. I always say that it feels like Cheers, you know, real life Cheers.
But then sometimes a good old-fashioned bar is fun.
Yeah.
When you want to be rowdy and
when you want to get
socialized.
And I do. And I have a lot of those
group
guys.
Of people.
That's true, too. You got to be with a good crowd.
Like, don't be a person going to the bar and then, like, going to pick a fight or going to, like, start or mean mug. Like, go with a smile on your face
right?
and ready to have a party with everybody there.
Just be happy. You know what I pride myself on? Being the compliment brigade. I just love going out and making people's day. Like, if I am at a bar, if I'm at any place that has other people, I'm always like, oh my God, you look so cute.
Yeah, and then sometimes I get crabby and like, go home, because that's what I would tell people. Crabby, just go home. What are you doing here?
Ah, true.
But trying to get in a good mood, hopefully.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What they're doing.
Yeah, that's true. Booze always puts you in a good mood.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Guess it depends on who you are. segue.
To what?
I don't know.
So I was like, segue. I don't have one. Want one. Ah, ride one.
How pretentious do you have to be to own a segue? Like, really?
If I'm honest with you, I can't even picture what a segue is.
It's like a hoverboard with a handle.
Oh.
It's a segue. Yeah, can you ride a hoverboard?
Scooter.
It's not a scooter because it doesn't have,
Wait a minute. I think I know what I'm picturing. They used, before the hoverboard, they had the big tires on the side. Okay. Yeah.
I imagine that thing possibly is easier to balance on, maybe. But I don't know. I've never ridden a Segway, actually.
I think I watched one where the handlebars were like, flip it back and forth. So I'm not sure about that. Rough. At least with a hoverboard, you're just down.
Yeah. You ever ridden a hoverboard?
Attempted, yeah.
Listen, my kids, okay? We've got four kids, mind you, okay? All boys, whatever. They all ride hoverboards, all that shit. You know, they're all into that. But my youngest one is 5. And that kid can ride a hoverboard like no other. I'm like, are you guys just born with this ability now? Like, I don't understand. I try to get on that thing. I cannot.
Is he hoverboarding better than he walks?
Yes. Yes, he absolutely is.
I love kids.
Yeah, kids are great. I get on that hoverboard, though. I bust my ass instantly. Yeah. I just don't have the balance for that.
Not for that.
I remember when I was younger and I used to try to skateboard and that was just never a thing for me. Like, I could not even stand on a skateboard. Like, not even moving. I just could not stand on a skateboard because I'd fall over. Maybe I was top heavy. I don't know.
Mm. Bottom never heavy, had any interest either.
I always thought it'd be cool, you know, if I could be one of those cool skateboarders. When I was younger, we used to go hang out at the church and, like, all the kids skateboarded and, like, rode their bikes. It was, like, the 90s, you know what I mean? Like, we all went and did dumb shit, and, like, that was when those shoes were big that had the grinders on the bottom of them.
No, the wheelies?
No, they were before wheelies.
I didn't know skates.
They were grind shoes. I think that's what they were called, actually. But they had that plate on the bottom, right in the middle of the arch of your foot. And you could run, and you could, like, grind on a rail.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm not cool enough to know.
Well.
But I'm sure you triggered a lot either. For other
people going, I remember those.
OMG.
Where are those? Do I still own those?
Yeah. Everyone's running to eBay right now to look for grinders.
Somebody's going to be at Goodwill next week, and they're going to be like, oh, shit. I remember hearing this about that. Oh, gosh. That's too funny. I love Goodwill.
What, everybody loves Goodwill? Well, not everybody loves Goodwill, but everybody loves reselling.
Yes, not necessarily Goodwill itself. Actually, honestly, I hate Goodwill.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's okay to say, but not a big fan.
Not a big fan.
Yeah. I mean, our local one, at least. Other ones, really, honestly, like, not other the ones people, seem to be a lot better.
The whole construction of the whole
shebang. Yeah, it's just not great, but that's okay. But I do love thrifting. That's, like, probably one of my favorite things in the entire world is thrifting. There's nothing that makes me happier, that gives me more dopamine than getting a good deal on something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it don't even have to be, like, those kind of thrifted things. Yeah.
But it's, I'm one of those horrible people that sometimes, even if it's cheap, I'm like, no, $10 maybe, and I'm getting 20 out of me, and then I'm like, go home. Like,
I'm cheap too until I look something up, and then I'm like, oh shit, I should go back.
Very true.
There, you know, everybody's doing those stupid Amazon pallet sales right now. They're like buying pallets of Amazon returns. Everybody.
I've looked at a couple and was tempted. I was pretty tempted to get a box.
Dude, I was too. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should go in on one next time.
Should we, though? Because here's the deal. Okay. It sounds like a good idea until I realized that over half of my friends list on Facebook was also doing that. And then I was like, hot damn. If I do that, who the fuck is going to buy the shit? Because everybody's buying whole ass pallets. Ain't nobody buying the shit on them. They're just buying pallets. Somebody messaged me the other day. So I do a lot of, like, local hosting of things, and I host a music bingo night. And one of the music bingo nights that I host is adults only, and they give away spicy prizes. And by spicy, you know, I definitely mean spicy prizes, like things you can find in an adult store, you know?
You can find them in Walmart now.
Actually, you can. So, you know, it's not that taboo anymore. Yeah. But somebody's aunt had just bought a whole pallet of Amazon returns. And wouldn't you know, she got a box full of dildos.
Oh, 60.
60 of them.
60 dildos. Lifetime what are you gonna do of dildos that? In that
Lifetime
box.
Lifetime supply. Oh, too funny. So, of course, who is she going to message me? Who is she going to message?
Oh.
She messages me, of course.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, do you have any use for 60 dildos? And I was like, well, actually.
I do.
Oh, this place I host at might need 59 of them.
It's funny. Everybody continuously getting the same prizes for a while. Yeah. It's another dildo.
Oh, gosh. That's so funny. There is this couple that always comes to our music bingo night, and it cracks me up because they're just the cutest kids ever. Like, they're younger. Obviously, they're still of age, but they're younger, and they look like they should have been together for their entire lives. Like, they just fit. You know, when you look at them, they just fit. And so I'd ask them, but no, they've only been together a couple of months, but regardless. So they come all the time, okay, to this music bingo night. And they are the two luckiest people I've ever met in my entire life. They win multiple times, every single time. And you can't cheat at bingo, by the way.
Hmm.
Unless somebody's not doing their job. I do my job, guys. I know. I know they're not cheating at bingo.
How can you cheat at music bingo?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't really cheat. These two motherfuckers are just like the luckiest two people on the planet.
Well, good for
them. You know how many pocket pussies he's won? Three.
Three.
What do you need with three? I asked him, are you going to like get a curio cabinet lighted? Just start stacking them up?
Giving them away as gifts.
Hey, that might be a good gift. You never know. Actually,
just
no, it
to brag and say,
look at
all this pussy. Yeah.
It fits in your pocket.
I don't know if we can say that word on air, but we did.
Say whatever we want. It's
we
the
got
internet.
One. We can drop it.
I think it'll be okay. If not, I'm sure he'll let us know. He'll be like, hey, guys, maybe next time.
Not that.
Don't say pussy.
Not that. That's the line.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I am definitely somebody who is just like addicted to a good deal, which is why I love the thrifting. But something else I'm super into right now is like Shein. Like, I cannot get enough of Shein.
It's cheap, multi-styles.
Do you shop on Shein?
Occasionally, yes, I do. I'm guilty.
You do?
Yeah.
Guilty.
Oh, gosh.
Guilty. So in the past, my scrolling would be stuck to Facebook, you know? And then for a while, I found Pinterest and I was like, oh my God, I love this. And like, I'd pin everything. And then Amazon came out and I used my Amazon cart basically as Pinterest because I put shit in there, but never actually buy it. It was just a board at that point, you know, like a vision board. Someday I'll be rich enough to own all this shit I've put in my cart. But the honest truth is nobody will ever be that rich to buy everything in your Amazon wait list. But Shein, man, it has replaced my scrolling, my mindless scrolling through Facebook. Now I'm just scrolling through Shein. Putting that shit in my
controlling
cart.
Your shopping? Are you?
Oh, I don't often buy the things. Yeah, I just put the shit just in my cart, you know, wishful thinking.
Think about it.
Damn, wish I could own that. Sometimes I do.
Sometimes.
But it's so cheap.
Yeah. But then you got to remember, it's cheap. So if you get something and it is not the quality you, okay, you That's ordered true. It for
get
$3. Like, don't even complain. If you got to sew a little bit yourself to get that correct
you
fit.
You can't say nothing.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
You can't complain necessarily.
So Lex the other day, Lex works for me. She had gotten a necklace off Shein and it was broken when it arrived. And she was like, but I only paid a fucking dollar. So it's not like I can complain.
What
I was
I
like,
say?
That's right. You can't. She's like, I just fixed it and moved on. I was like, that's probably smart.
I just think we're going to be attracted to cheaper clothes. And like, let's not all pretend like whenever we buy something, we don't plan on owning it for 5 years. Mm-mm. If it's cheaper, then it's replaceable. Because in all reality, how many of you buy summer tops and then next summer you're like, I cannot wear this top.
Yeah, why
I wore this
you?
Top last summer. What would I, what am
exactly.
I going to do?
Me? Unless you're like a frugal person, but no.
Lady, I got shirts that are as old as I've known you, okay? Like, will I wear them? Probably not, but they're there. They're there.
Oh, well, I used to be that way. But as you know, I've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And so I can't keep the, if I kept them, they'd just be for purely sentimental value at this point because
what the hell? You want to hold on to that?
Yeah, hell, I've got enough clothes right now. Like I can't just be hanging on to old shit, you know? So I've gotten rid of everything.
Oh shit, you're like, I'm never going to use that again. Never going to wear that again.
For sure. And I feel like after you've lost weight, if you hold on to those clothes that fit you previously, that like you're telling your brain that someday you might need them again.
Yeah.
And it's just like setting me
it's
up.
It's like, no, you tell your brain, hell no, you won't.
That's right. I got rid of, I was like, purge that shit. Ain't never going back. That's the old me. That's the new me. I think it's helped. 2 years.
Well, yeah.
Almost 3 years. This year will be 3 years. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
And you've done great.
Thank you. Stuck it out.
Yeah. I want to say you didn't go fucking crazy like some people do. Take that off. Take that off. Because a lot of people get super offended, like acting like.
Oh, that's too funny.
Well, unfortunately, like, it don't need to be brought up in here. I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah.
Addiction transfer.
Oh, that's a big thing.
Yes.
It really is.
And it shows in a lot of people that have
it heard. Does. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, I had a gastric sleeve vasectomy, also known as GSV, in December of 2020, which was a whole ordeal in its own, of course, because of COVID and all that ensued from that. But whenever you get surgery, they don't tell you. Other people who have had the surgery tell you, but they don't mention to you that transfer addiction is a real thing. So generally, people who are getting surgery, they may have food addiction. They may have, it doesn't matter, other kind of addictions don't really matter, to be honest. What we're talking about is food addiction. Mm-hmm. So you can just get rid of the rest of what I just said. But anyway, so they may have food addiction. And when you lose the weight because you've had the sleeve surgery, you can no longer eat like you used to. Your stomach gets super small. You just can't pack it in there. So people now are missing that addiction they had to food and they mourn that loss. And so they try to fill that hole within them with something else. And generally, that transfer addiction turns into alcoholism, or people start using drugs.
Well, that they didn't I do noticed before. Some of it is relationships.
Yeah, that
like,
too.
They don't know, or they do, I don't know. Like, it's just like something new to them. So they jump right into it, and they, which is good. I can't speak on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to shut the fuck up, you know, waiting at 1:30 my whole life. Like, I have no room or nothing to talk about it. It's just a behavior that I noticed that you would think you would want other people to know. So it's like, hey.
Yeah.
Don't get people addicted.
Right.
Because you've been denying yourself of all of this attention, and then you're like.
Or you didn't get the attention.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing is, you know, a lot of these women, I can say this because I used to be bigger, but when you're bigger like that, you don't love yourself as much. You know, you have a lot of, most people who are bigger do have a lot of like self-identity issues. Like you don't really, self-love. They have self-love issues. They just can't love themselves the way that they need to in the body that they're in. And I mean, it's hard, obviously, you know, a lot of people struggle with that, but when they lose the weight, they become a different person. When they're bigger, they settle for things because they don't love themselves enough to allow them to have the things that they know that they deserve. They settle for less because they think that that's all they do deserve.
Yeah.
Why would I be allowed to have more? This is what I deserve, you know?
Yeah.
And when they lose the weight and they start getting attention from people that they never in their wildest dreams thought, and they're not even fucking fancy people.
And they
you
didn't
know what
acknowledge
I mean?
That's not the good attention. That's the kind of attention that a lot of people have actually been avoiding.
Right. Right. But they've spent so long, like, 2020 is when I had surgery. It's 2023 now. So a majority of my life, I've been a fat girl. Yeah. I've only been skinny. And I wouldn't even say skinny now, you know, but I'm of average weight now. But I...
Bitch is skinny.
The majority of my life is a big girl, you know?
Yeah.
But I never lacked confidence. And I think that's why, as I've lost weight, that I didn't have that transfer addiction and I didn't have that crave...
Like, you knew your self-worth, even though whenever you might have been down on yourself or how you worked, you still knew.
Yeah.
No, like,
I mean, I've always been a little out of my mind.
Yeah.
I've always been, like, obsessed with me,
all
and that's a great
are.
Thing, you know what I mean?
As self-love, far as, like, self-love.
I've got, like, two modes. I'm, like, either extremely obsessed with myself, which is when I'm in a good spot, or I'm just a fucking dumpster fire and I hate myself and I should die now.
Yeah.
Like, those are my two, like, mental states, and I like to stay in that obsessive state because that's when I'm going good, you know? Does it sound good?
Life's
no. Does it sound
out.
Healthy? Probably not, but...
It's working out for me, so I'm going to keep
for
going.
Me, baby! Today's show is sponsored by BetterHelp.com Black... Why can't I say that? Black Spash.
BetterHelp.com/...
The Barn, bitch.
The Barn, bitch.
Like Barn, bitch. Sponsored by BetterHelp.com/The Barn.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you could talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TheBarn. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TheBarn.
I struggle with imposter syndrome, and I struggle with, like, identity issues. And the reason for that is because I have to be two people. I have to be business Tiffany, mm-hmm. which is the person that I am when the store is open.
Yeah.
You know, got to put on the face for the customers, for the public. I have to be who they need me to be. Otherwise, they won't patron my store, right?
Yeah.
I'm authentic, but I'm also a more appropriate version of myself, I would say. I'm not, like, you know, a fake person.
I would
person.
Say more charismatic. It's just, obviously, you're putting out there to be extra polite.
Yes.
People.
I'm a lot nicer.
Which is fine. Would you say the imposter? I don't think some people look at that when it comes into running and owning a business, like how much you have to believe in yourself and put yourself in the state of mind. Is like, I can do this. I'm a go-getter. And like, especially when you're starting from your own.
Yeah. You really have to fight with yourself.
Yeah. To be like, okay, this is worth it. I'm not taking myself too serious. This is like, what I'm supposed to do.
I am successful. You know what I mean? That's a struggle. Like that word is a struggle with imposter syndrome. Like I sometimes struggle with believing that like where I am in life, which I mean, by no means, I'm not rich or anything by any means. I'm fucking poor as shit. You know, I own my own business. Obviously I'm poor as shit, but you know, like,
That was my chair.
Oh,
I didn't know if it hurt it.
Well, I heard it. So it hurt it. But yeah.
Like your success. Like some people might be, oh, well, she doesn't live in a $500,000 house yet. She doesn't have this. Yeah, but she's still successful running her own and managing her own business.
I think that's a big misconception, honestly, about small business owners is a lot of people think that like if you own a business,
you
must have money.
It's like, no, bitch, all my money goes into my business. Right? Like, where do you
think? Obviously, you've never owned a business because let me tell you, it is not sunshine and rainbows. Most of the time, it's like, why the fuck do I do this?
Do I want to fail? But then it's like, well, I don't want to work for anybody else, so I'm here.
That's the thing. It's just like, it's like struggling through the shit times just so that you don't have to answer to anybody else. That's literally all that it is. Exactly. When you own a business, like, that's all. That's the goal, man. It's just like, working for me, doing what I want to do.
That's my version of success in life.
Yeah.
Being comfortable enough. I'm fed. I'm hungry. I can do something if I want to do it. Like,
that is definitely that's when I feel the most successful. When I know that I can, like, my bills are paid.
Yep.
That makes me happy. And that's stupid. But, you know, if you've grown up as a poor kid, which I did, like paying your bills, it's like, hot damn, I'm on to something now.
You've been paying those bitches since you were 17. You're thankful now. 34. Yes. I'm still doing this. I get these bills paid. This is great.
I push that button, that money goes out my bank, and I'm like, woohoo, usually.
Like,
thank the Lord I'm not negative.
Yeah. Small things in life.
Small things, little things, you know. They just bring the most joy, paying bills. Wish I didn't have to. That would be nice.
Adulting.
Ugh, it's the worst, isn't it? I never thought this is what adulting would be like. It just looks so cool, you know?
I think I like it.
It's all right.
But if you think about it, do you really want to go back to 17?
No.
You couldn't pay me.
The decisions I made at 17.
You made better decisions than me.
Well, doesn't mean they were good ones. I don't know if I made better decisions. I just made different decisions.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them better, though. Yeah. I would call them equally as terrible, just in a different font, basically.
Possibly.
Still horrible. You know, we all make mistakes.
Oh, yeah. They're fun, though.
They are fun. You live and you learn, you know. That's what life is all about.
And that's why I love kids now. Learn,
you do dumb shit. You figure it out. It gets better. Yeah.
Process of elimination. What is it? I don't know what I'm trying to think of.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Me? Bitch, no, I've just been watching K-dramas.
what kind of drama?
K-dramas.
I don't even know what that is.
Netflix has completely just overtaken K-dramas. Korean dramas. What are you talking about? You know, like emotional things that just doesn't have people fucking in your face every time you want to watch TV. Like, I like a good hot and heavy moment, but every time I turn on an American show now, it's like 30 seconds.
That is true. Fucking now. Okay.
I was like, can I just get a love story? Like, I know they tell me it's like, it's dysfunctional. It's not like, I know, but like those stories aren't like that either. So
Watch that? What's that one I watched the other day? It's on Netflix. It's basically like Asian Kardashians. Have you watched that one? Bling Empire. That's what it's called.
No,
that's
I haven't.
That's the only one that I've seen, I think. I don't even know what you're talking about when you say K-dramas, to be honest. Like, there's a whole category on Netflix?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just learning of this.
I don't know what happened. Like, I watched one, and then all of a sudden, it's like a catacomb of just...
Now they're like, oh, you're into that.
I mean, they're good.
If you like that.
So you can judge me if you want to, but...
I'm not judging, whatever. I mean, do your thing.
All of you out there.
All of you.
Trust me. Watch one and just get a sub one if you don't want to read it. If it's a good one, I'll read it.
Yeah.
I'll sit there and read it.
Do you like reading? Like, book-wise, do you like reading?
Yeah.
Me too. I love reading. I used to read so much, and then I had a kid.
And then you're like, I ain't got time for
you know.
Shit.
It happens. But recently I have been like trying to force myself back into reading because I used to read a shit ton. Like I would read like a book a night.
Oh,
but
shit.
To be fair, I did work in a nursing home on night shift. So
nothing else to do was sit there and listen and read a book. And it was
assisted living, so it's not like they required any assistance. They were all just cool and just sleeping and chilling, you know. Every once in a while, I go do hall checks. Other than that, I was bored out of my fucking mind. Yeah. And they had a library. So I would just read all night long.
Yeah, good thing to do with your time.
Yeah. And then I got into the habit of reading like a book a night. And then when I stopped working there, that habit just continued on with me, and I would still read like crazy. And then after I had my second son, actually, is when I stopped reading, because then it just got too hectic, I guess.
Yeah.
But lately, I've been like, you know, I'm high. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a high-strung person.
Are you? Like, what? Where was I?
Maybe where the fast talking comes from, but... So, yeah, I do. I have a lot of anxiety. I'm a very high-strung person, and I've been searching, just scouring the earth for something that will kind of even me out. You know, I've been through a lot of drugs, prescribed and non-prescribed, you know what I'm saying? But haven't yet found that one magic key that puts me on an even keel. But it's always the evening time, it seems, when my anxiety hits me the most. So I've been searching for things that I can do that, like, put me in a different state of mind so that I'm not so anxious about stupid shit. And what am I anxiety over? What am I anxious over? Not really a damn thing. I'm
shit,
like,
you got to worry about the next day. So why are you worrying about it right now?
Yes. But it's like, it's not even real things. You know what I mean? No. It's like, oh my God, I'm so stressed because work. But in reality, like work is just going cool. Like everything's caught up. Like I'm doing good. But my brain is like, no, you must stress over it.
I love making up situations that will never happen that might happen and could happen.
Oh yes. That's the best. I just love fighting myself. It's so fun. But no, so I picked reading back up, and I've been like forcing myself to read. And of course, in the beginning, because I am super ADHD, when I would be reading a book, trying to get into it, and then I'd be like a page, you know, and then I'd be like, ooh, a phone. And I just pick my phone up and start scrolling. A couple of minutes later, I'd be like, ah, fuck. And I'd put it down and go back to the book. But this was over and over. And oh, look, another phone. Like, stop it, bitch. Stop it. Get back into the book. So it's been hard, but I've set a goal for this year that I'm going to read 12 books. That's only one a month. That seems super doable.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm on book number 7. And oh, well, this is month number 5. So I'm doing that. All right, you know? I'm doing okay.
You're going to surpass yourself.
I might.
Oh.
I also started listening to audiobooks. And now I've never listened to audiobooks before. So this is like my first experience. But it turns out I'm not a big fan of audiobooks.
Oh, no?
Well, only if the person who is narrating the audiobook has a good voice. Some people just read so slow, and it's like, you got different characters in this book, and you're all the same person? You're not going to change your voice for me? How am I supposed to tell which person is which, you know? But you got to get, like, a good reader in order to have a good audiobook.
Oh, yeah.
I downloaded that Libby app. I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
So, like, if you have a library card at your local library, you can download the Libby app. You can type in your library card, and then you can listen to audiobooks, and you can read actual books, like Kindle, digital books, you know, for free.
Okay.
Because you got a library card. You just check them out. You read them. It's super cool.
Yeah, you triggered a memory, the library, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They said something like, take McKenzie there to get a library card during the summer. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really handy. No, I just like podcasts and scary stories or the crime drama.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Crime junkie, are you?
Yeah.
Do you listen to that one, Crime Junkie? I think that's a podcast.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
This is just a list of them, and I just click on it and go, like, I'm horrible with names and remembering anything.
I'm going to be honest, and it's funny because we're doing a podcast, but I have not been a podcast listener.
Oh, that's why you're like, what am I supposed to, like, have you ever listened to one of these?
No. I mean, I've listened to just a couple. I try to listen to podcasts. Yeah. It's just finding one thing that, like, I can get into, because you've really got to grab my attention. Have I mentioned I'm super ADHD? You really got to grab my attention. A book has to grab my attention in the beginning for me to stay in it. A podcast has to grab my attention for me to stay in it. A TV show has to grab my attention. You know, there's a pattern here.
Like, you're coming from a person.
It's gotta be good.
I can have my laptop in one room on YouTube, TikTok in my hand, and then a podcast going on the speaker. So that's just, I got myself being entertained with three, and I'm probably walking around cleaning or doing something, pretending I'm doing something important.
The brain has to be engaged in every single way at all times. Like, I'm not happy if I'm just doing one thing at a time.
Well, I figure if I'm just continuously overstimulated, when I get overstimulated, I won't really feel it.
Oh.
Like, so.
Hey, that might actually
work. My anxiousness that.
Maybe. That's a good theory.
Or I'm just a nutter.
And how is it? I mean, definitely, but.
I made it here.
How's that working out for you?
What?
Do you feel like, overstimulating yourself.
No.
Okay. No. You're like, no, I just like to say it.
No, now it takes a little bit. I get snippy.
Yeah.
But like, I'm one of those people that I can get snippy, but then like I retract it like a second later. I'm like, yeah. I'm fine. And then someone's probably mad. I'm like, oh, what?
What?
Fine now.
What's
like,
wrong
what
with you?
Nothing happened. I'm cool. What do you mean?
Oh, that's great.
But I think that's me being an adult and just acknowledging, okay, you're acting like a bitch.
You got to check yourself sometimes. Yeah. I do the same thing.
Like, it's best to do that than to just be like too proud to be like, oh,
right. Yeah, you got to be introspective, people. Yeah. You got to be able to take a look at yourself and be like, you know what? That was a dumb bitch move. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Let me backtrack a little. Let me apologize.
Like, sometimes I'll come home after an incident or even just someone driving, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, oh, fuck yeah. But then I get home, I'm like, man, I feel bad. Like, I was being a bitch. Now I gotta apologize. I don't even know this person, though. But so they know in the cosmic universe, I am sorry I was a bitch. Like, I'm sorry.
Just apologize to the universe. It'll make it back to those people somehow, I'm sure.
It's just better that way.
Yeah, I get that. It's nice to be nice.
Yeah.
I do. Honestly, I do enjoy being nice. Uh-huh. And that might be a weird thing to say, but, like, I love bringing other people joy.
Yeah.
That's why I do what I do. Anything that I'm doing, that's why I do what I do. Because if it brings you joy, I'm happy about
it. Yeah, works out for everybody.
Yeah.
The odds are if you're happy, then you're going to make someone else happy and then they continue.
And then the world is a brighter place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Better fucking be.
That's the idea. But we also have the other hand where we got people that are like, don't do this and don't do that. And then they go and do it.
Right.
Like, my biggest thing that I hated is that I witnessed is someone was insulting somebody, but mm-hmm. then they're like, oh, you flip burgers probably. What? Is that an insult? Is someone actually having a job and working and flipping burgers? Is that insulting that person? Because you go there.
Right.
I mean, have you ever thought about if every fast food worker for like a week was like, we're done. We're not going in.
You know what? Flipping burgers is beneath me now.
We're garbage anyway.
Who the fuck flip your burgers now? Thank you.
No, I'm just saying. But they're the same people that would probably be like, respect somebody.
Absolutely.
But then they're like, degrade them for having a fucking job.
Some of the worst people pretend to be the nicest people, and that's just terrible, and I hate that so much.
And, like, our McDonald's, like, there's some of the nicest ladies in there. I'm like, if I ever seen anyone fucking with one of them, I would be like,
no, ain't happening. Ain't happening. Like,
you gotta catch these hands.
Can't handle that.
Nah, you just gotta be nice to people. There's no point in being mean to strangers, you know?
Yeah.
Brighten somebody's day. If you're mean to strangers, chances are they're gonna be mean to another stranger, and then it's just a fucking chain of events. Same thing with being nice to people. Just be nice.
Yep. Try at least.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to be nice, just avoid. Like, don't even talk. Acknowledge their existence. That's better. Non-acknowledgement of someone's existence is not rude. It is a benefit for you.
I mean, unless
them.
They're talking to you, but you know, that's
oh, it. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But then if you don't want to talk to that person, then they have to accept that I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
I don't know you. I don't have to interject with you. Like, it's a choice. That's not being mean. You're avoiding being mean in that
right.
Case.
This is Tippy.
This is Joe.
Coming at you live from the barn. In the barn studio. Brought to you by Copper Fox Contrive, located at 361 West Main Street, Park Hills, Missouri, Woodflower Florist and Gift Shop.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you could talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable. Whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call, you can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/the barn. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/the barn.
Tina Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
What is your
favorite thing to do? Saturday night, you're in the house. Maybe, who knows? Maybe your favorite thing to do is go out. But Saturday night, okay? What's on your to-do list?
Honestly, the odds are I'm probably singing karaoke by myself with my boyfriend.
Nice, like, nice.
Probably should go out and do that. But as you've seen from the internet videos, you said you watched. No, that ain't. I tell people, I can carry a tune, but I can't sing.
I love karaoke because nobody's listening.
And that's kind of disrespectful if you're asking me. I'm up there singing my heart out. I might be shit, but you should still be like, that is fire, bitch. You are up there doing it.
No, people are still going to clap for you. But I'm just saying, don't be embarrassed or too shy to ever do karaoke, because I'm going to be honest with you, people are not really paying attention. Like, they might look over every once in a while and give you, like, a nod of approval, like, hey, you're doing
it. And this is the woman that can sing. People aren't looking at her because they're like, that fucking bitch up there.
Yeah, they are. They're like, why are you doing this again? Jeez Louise, sit down. I do love to karaoke. That's, like, my jam.
This is what also, unfortunately, bring up the K-dramas again, but whenever you watch them, they actually have, like, karaoke, like, bars.
Where
it's a private room, you go in with your friends, and you have that whole, I'm like, I want that.
A huge part of their culture.
Karaoke.
Huge. Yeah. Oh, yes. They're just, like, all about it. I mean, I understand, because I fucking love karaoke.
Yeah, I do.
Best time of my life.
And if I know I could rope you all into coming into a room with me with lights, and we're by ourselves, I'd be like, come
have
on,
you ever been to, there's a place down in... I think it's not, I always call it the Social House, but that's a topless bar.
Yeah.
That is not the place I'm talking. Dogwood Social, that's what it's called. Anyway, it's in Cape. Have you ever been there?
No.
They have private karaoke rooms that you can rent.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool. It's just like a room, big television on the wall. You get a wireless mic or two, and they've got like just couches, and like you can just chill and sing karaoke with your friends, and it's all private, and it's just so neat. It's such a cool experience.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I love karaokeing with friends. But I do love an audience. I just like to show off a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's the point unless there's an audience there?
Right? Like, we do karaoke at home a lot, just my husband and I. But it's not the same. Oh. Especially because, you know, when we're taking our turns, the other one of us is, like, bored. Just, like, looking at our phones. Because we karaoke a lot, okay? Yeah. A lot. After a while, you've done heard it. Yeah. I've heard you sing this song 10 million times. Yeah. I can't even be, like... miffed about it that he's not paying his full attention every single time I sing this song. You know, it's whatever. I understand. He's heard it already. I do the same thing to him. But, you know, after our turn is over, it's like, cool, good job. And then he goes.
Yeah.
And same thing to him. When he's done, I say, oh, you did a good job. But, like, that's not the same as, like, ever. Even if you're not great at singing, when you go somewhere and you do karaoke and you have an audience.
As long as you're having fun, the audience is going to be like, yes.
And then you get that, and everybody's clapping.
Yeah.
It's just the best time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
There's just no better feeling.
Yeah. I'm just too big of a pussy to get up there and do it.
No,
I'm sure if I ever went, you would get me up there. You would get me up there at your wedding. Honey, at her wedding, I sung. What the hell did I sing? Was it Wonderwall? And I thought,
possibly.
Oh, that's going to be easy because it's just mellow tone. I didn't think about the damn words that I was singing when I was singing it to her. And it was horrible.
No.
She came up. Another friend came up. My niece came up trying to save me. No, it just made it worse. I think I ended up walking away. And every day I tell myself, I'm going to go to karaoke. I'm going to redeem myself.
Oh.
I'm going to redeem myself.
There are so many moments in my life when I'm like, I'm going to redeem myself. And I have yet to do it. Yeah. So, you know. But like, you will.
Like, I'll forget about it.
I don't think it was terrible.
Girl, it was terrible.
It was not. The most important thing is, like, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all that mattered.
Fantastic.
Very true.
Good times.
Very true.
Right?
But still.
You'll never know
memory.
If it's a good time unless you just do it. You just got to do it.
And usually it is a good time.
Always.
If it's safe.
Yeah.
Don't do stupid shit.
That's true. Don't do dumb shit. But, like, if it's safe and you want to do it, fucking do it. You might have a good time. You never know. Get out of your own way. Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Right now it is... What's yours? Why I'm trying to remember what the fuck it is.
My warm-up song, technically, is the White Stripes.
It's the one that's like...
Seven Nation Army.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye.
Oh.
Not going to sing it on air. That's what you get. You're just like an angel.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Nirvana. Right?
No. Killers.
No, that's Nirvana.
Girl, we got smartphones. We're sitting here acting like we don't.
I know, yeah. Right? That's...
Everyone on the radio right now is like, it's this song. Just like an angel.
Lips make me cry.
Yep.
Yeah, it is Creep by
Radiohead. We're both wrong.
Oh, fucking way off.
So close to Nirvana, though.
I'm hearing the Killers. I'm like, that's not right.
No, that's definitely not right.
At least I didn't mistake him for Nirvana.
Whatever. I feel like it's closer to that. Damn. Come on.
I was like right there in front of me, too.
What do you stick with, like, a specific genre when you karaoke?
Men. Like, if that makes any sense. Like, I can't sing with women.
You like the lower
women's songs. Like, I don't know
songs,
why.
I guess.
Well, I think it's because I don't really sing.
Oh, okay. So you're more like
my voice, like just.
Yeah, most dudes just like talk sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're a talk singer.
A little easier. And then like the range, like when women sing, like it's known. Yeah, I'm not a high person. You can go high, but like they usually go up the octave. And I'm like, no, no.
I like the way you said it.
I can go octave. Down and obviously I can just scream. If I listen to my rock music, then I'm just.
Little emo baby for life.
I'm just screaming. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I like other things too. I like other music too, but that's just.
Yeah. I'm more of a. I've never been like a, well, I guess I have been when I was younger, but only, you know, you're influenced when you're younger by like the people who are around you most of the time. Like my friends,
we know where this
like
is going.
My boyfriend, listen to like alternative music, but that's never really been my jam per se. I'm not big on like rock or alternative or anything like that.
Yeah, I was thinking of the other stuff like you would listen to that, like ICP.
Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, which whoop, I mean, whoop. I'm not going to diss on. Love. Definitely not going to diss on.
That was a time of my life. Not necessarily a great one. I'll admit it. I was for a minute. No, I can't even say that. I was going to say I'll admit I was a juggalette, but I feel like that comes with a real.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be a real specific type of person. And I was not that person.
I can just remember one time. I think you were going up to a concert at Pops.
Yeah.
And like
many a concert at Pops.
I had to be 17 by then. But my brother. You're not fucking going. Excuse me? Like, you're not going. And really? I still look back and I'm like, you know, he can't ever say I'm not a disrespectful person because I listened to my older brother when he told me I couldn't go. Even though he probably should have let me go.
Right?
I wouldn't be so scared and dormant of doing everything now if he just let me.
Just let you have those life experiences. You know, I can say that now, but like as a mom, I would never.
Exactly. I never.
So I understand why he would tell you no. Ugh. I could never. Oh, no. Send my kid to fucking Pops. Go on over to the east side.
No, that ain't shit.
They call it the east side. It's not even in St. Louis. That's Sauget. That is Illinois. Hell no. Mm-mm. Too much shady shit happened out there.
I seen a post. Did you show me the post from Pops? And it like had a bunch of teenagers in front of it. They looked straight out of the Abercrombie and Finch magazine. So and I'm like, funny. What the hell are they doing there? Like,
oh, and then they got so much. They got so many like comments and so much interaction from that post that they just started putting like popular teens up then.
Yeah.
And like it was like the cast of fucking Dawson's Creek. They had up there like, oh, Dawson's Creek is his ad over at Pops. Like, no, they weren't. But that's hilarious.
The internet can be
beautiful
sometimes.
Have you ever seen Wendy's Facebook or Twitter?
No.
It'd be wild. You better follow
like the
them.
Wendy's food chain?
Yes.
Oh.
Hilarious.
I bet.
Whoever does their marketing over there is a genius.
A lot of them are geniuses. I have caught on to some of their comments they put in. It's like, they don't care. They're
they
like,
don't give a fuck.
I'm a person behind this.
Exactly. That's too funny because that's what I say all the time. Like, whenever somebody's like, oh, aren't you worried that, like, whatever you're doing, because I do a lot of random shit, you know, like I just said, I host Naughty Bingo, you know, Spicy Bingo. I give away dildos once a month, but people are always like, aren't you afraid that that's going to like come back on you and your business? And I'm like, no, if I worried about that, then I could not be a human, you know. I'm just a fucking person. Like, I gotta have a life outside of business.
Like, nothing I'm doing, I am ashamed of. The only thing I would get mad at is if people are talking behind my back, like I should be ashamed.
Right. Don't put that shame on me.
That's just, don't your shame
exactly.
on me.
Don't you put that on me.
Now,
that
I ain't saying let people go run around, let it all hang out.
No,
meaningless, like.
You ain't hurt nobody, you're good to go.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. I used to do TikToks a lot. I was into TikTok for a while and had a viral. No. One viral video. I was famous for, you know, 10 minutes ish.
It was nice.
It was a good time.
Top of the world.
Top of the world from my TikTok. But yeah, so I did TikToks and I would talk about a lot of stuff. And some of the things would be more on the you wouldn't want people to know this about you side, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm really big on mental health, and I talked a lot about my personal struggles with mental health on TikTok, and some could view that as like a weakness. Like, why are you talking about these things? Because you're such a big persona with your business. Like, you're really out there and you're really loud and boisterous, and now you're over here telling people that that's not who you are, where it is who I am. Yeah. You know, it's just, this is also who I am.
It's kind of letting people know, hey, like, you can have these, but then you can still, well, because as I think, acknowledging your mental illness or mental quirks that people might want to call it.
Quirks, yes.
Like, is important if you want to overcome those. You can't just pretend like, oh, I'm perfectly fine or I don't have anxiety.
Yeah, you definitely have to come face to face with your demons and understand that that is part of you. And that's cool. It's okay. It's whatever. We're all a little off. It's all right.
And then once you do that, usually that's the hill back up to not being.
I agree.
Having a sucky life.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're constantly like, there's nothing wrong with me, and you don't acknowledge it, and you won't handle your shit, then your shit's never going to be handled.
Yeah.
Handle your shit. It's not going to handle itself.
Probably had a lot of drama in your life accumulated with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Tippy.
And Joe.
And the Tippy Joe Show, sponsored by BetterHelp.com/TheBarn. Brought to you by Copper Fox Contrived, The Barn Studio, and The Barn Podcast. If it's all right.